This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out every Saturday morning. With your computer comments, questions, and concerns, feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Real quick before we go to your calls, this is another example of the cloud just saying, yeah, we offered that, but now we're not doing it anymore. And so CrashPlan. CrashPlan is a backup system, quote unquote. It's really a file-level backup system, but it's marketed as automatic data loss protection for your small business. And CrashPlan has just deleted, literally deleted, all sorts of files, much to the chagrin of the dinglings that were reselling CrashPlan for their customers. And they have stopped backing up literally BCK files, which are backup files. and all sorts of application files, because CrashPlan would contend they really can't restore them very well. And we agree. We wouldn't recommend using CrashPlan at all. But the point is, these customers of this cloud-based backup system are really upset. Some of the comments, one blasted, "Everything I've backed up for my 15 clients for the last 2 years is gone. Not only did it just plain stop backing up current data, it also deleted my entire history. I can't restore anything either. No notifications, no alerts, never got an email, no warnings beforehand, no alerts that all my backup sets were now zero in size, and I can't change it." Yes, this is the cloud, folks. The cloud pretty much says, here's what you're going to get until you're not going to get it. And if you look at their agreement, they're not responsible for your data. You put it there. So they're pretty upset. These folks are pretty upset. Again, CrashPlan is more of a file level backup. It's not a good backup. We wouldn't recommend it. Well, we wouldn't even recommend it for personal use. But another example of when, you know, a service in the cloud that you paid for decides to say, well, we're not doing that anymore. And then they just delete your stuff. Now, they say they gave out warnings that they're going to stop doing this. But according to these users, they did not. These folks are saying they failed to communicate any kind of list in a timely manner. And then, boom, deleted it. So why would a company in the cloud, I mean, it's so nice and soft and squishy up there, have to delete data? Well, because they're paying for servers. What are servers? All those things you can have locally in your office. They're paying for servers and hard drives and power. And obviously they decided that it's cheaper to have less and still charge you the same amount of money. we'll put a link up here for you if you're using CrashPlan. I know there's plenty of IT guys out there. We call them trunk slammers that are out there that have put this type of backup in their client systems. You might find the hard way that CrashPlan has deleted your client's data. So this is kind of a public service for the trunk slammers out there. Nothing against trunk slammers. They tend to be guys who have a full-time IT job, and then they run around and have like five or six, you know, side accounts that are businesses. They will typically put these types of backups in their systems, and you might find the data is not there when you need it. So A little public service for you.
Some of them are actually poaching off their day job.
That does happen. That does happen. All right, let's get to your calls. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Let's go to Danny, our resident groupie in Glastonbury. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. Happy holiday. Is there a security problem with Windows 7 Home Professional right now?
Not right now. Well, yes, there was a big update that was just sent out recently because Microsoft is worried about WannaCry. So they forced updates across XP, and because believe it or not, people still run XP, as Bob indicated earlier. So Windows 7 does have an update that came through about it's to block a worm attack.
For the WannaCry thing, that would have come automatically. It's nothing my wife has to go to Microsoft to get.
Generally correct. You could always force an update if you want to go out and have her look for updates. You could do that.
Okay, and I got a new interesting phone call for like a scam robocall.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting these automated calls now. It says your medical supplies may be ready to order, pick up now.
You're kidding.
And it doesn't say, you know, what kind of medical supplies or what, you know, if it's from what company.
They want you to call it back?
Well, they just say to answer pick up now.
That's crazy.
To pick up the phone. And I was thinking, I hear that there's these calls where you pick it up and it's like a 900 number someplace.
Right.
Or you automatically get billed.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, as many older people as there are that probably do get medical supply, you know.
Yeah.
Over the phone.
Right. It's going to be something that people are going to fall victim to.
Yeah, I almost did it myself. I thought, oh, because I have a CPAP and I get... CPAP, you know, they call me when I'm eligible to get, you know, new masks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they always say this is, you know, the name of the company.
Right.
Yeah. Elon Musk had a great launch there the other night with the 60 satellites.
Yeah, did it work out for him?
It worked out, yeah. It was phenomenal. All the satellites are launched. There's a great website, a great video on the web of the 60 satellites. In line, just orbiting as they're starting to fan out and take their position. It looks like a string of pearls going through the sky.
That's cool. And then we'll see what they offer for internet. Do you think they're going to buy Tesla's stock now that it's SpaceX? You know, might acquire them because now the stock's down to 190.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Apple may buy them. They were talking about buying them at 230.
Yeah.
Back in 2013.
Imagine driving around in an Apple.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right, Danny.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it is kind of neat what they're doing over there at SpaceX. Very cool stuff. So we have four lines wide open. Feel free to get online, guys. 1-800-966-WTIC 522. We're here till 11. So feel free to get online. 522-WTIC. This is a Krebs on Security article that we have to bring up to you. Millions of financial records were exposed on First American website. This is a title insurance company, didn't require any password to view pages. Title insurance. These companies employ 18,000 people, and bring in about $6 billion a year. But you could go on their website whenever you wanted and look up data that was, 10, 15 years old. It would have your bank account routing numbers. It would have all sorts of information you wouldn't want out there, just sitting there wide open for everyone to look at.
Well, copies, your bank account numbers, copies of your driver's license,
yep.
Social Security card if you had it, and account numbers.
Right.
Your address, of course, because you were buying the home.
You can't make this stuff up. This is a $6 billion company with 18,000 employees making your data available for all to see. We'll put a link up here for you. This is crazy scary, and it's getting ridiculous. It's becoming almost laughable, but we need to do some serious penalties for folks like this. Serious penalties. I'm sure Blumenthal's on it right now. We're going to step out for a quick break, get to your calls. Four lines wide open on this Saturday morning, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we air back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Two lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And let's get right to your calls. You were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. Going to Paul in Danbury first. Morning, Paul.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I am doing good. Well, I wish I could do better if I didn't have to call you.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I did is a year and a half ago, I was looking for a new computer, and a friend of mine said that probably go for a laptop. And he suggested that I go for, maybe a refurbished one to get used to Windows 10. And that's what I bought.
All right.
Okay. And I'll tell you what the version is, 10.0.17134. It's a HP 15 notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, whatever else, what else would you need for that?
Well, what's your problem?
Okay, what happened was I got loaded up everything, and everything was fine. About 6 months ago, I had a Windows update, and the Windows update came on. I had to reboot everything, and I started using everything, and everything froze. And I was using Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
But I had also, because I listened to you guys, I loaded up Foxfire.
Firefox? Foxfire was a great TV show.
I mean,
remember that? Or the movie, right?
I'm sorry. Firefox.
Yep.
But anyway, I've been using that. I press it in as a default browser. But what happens sometimes is it comes on and it might switch to Bing or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to every time I click on the Firefox icon to get it up and running, and that's what I do. But my thing is now, it's continually to do that. It hasn't froze on me, but I'm just saying it's just I'm leery about the next update coming along because everything was working fine until
I know
I did that update.
So we just posted a link as to how to block the May update.
Okay.
It gives you instructions as to how to go through. The word block is kind of strong. It's going to delay it. So that they can get the bugs out. Now, you say it froze up on you. I mean, computers freeze. It may not have been the update that caused it. A refurbished computer generally has a 90-day warranty and has been beat up for the past 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already been through the ringer. So it freezing may not have anything to do with the update. To give Microsoft some credit here, it may not be them.
Right.
Firefox also, we recommend Chrome as an alternative browser. So if you find that mm-hmm. Firefox is freezing, consider Chrome.
Oh, okay, I can say that has not happened at all. I mean, with that, it's just that, like I said, I've been hearing you guys saying the new update, and all I use this for is like I'm ordering something online or paying a bill because I,
you just want it to work.
What's that?
You just want it to work.
Yes, yeah. And the other question is. The version, I'm assuming that it's a couple of years old, and I will be looking for a new one, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming that get something that's within, like a brand new one instead of refer. I mean,
yeah.
I'm very familiar with some of the stuff now. It's just that more or less suggesting if I do go out is to buy something like I heard the other guy earlier saying that there's new ones out at a decent price.
Yeah, if you spend a grand or anywhere between, like, say, $600 to $1,000, you'll get a good computer, and it should give you 6 years of service. It'll run Windows 10, but again, an update can cause trouble for it. That's why we're putting out this information about how to prevent or delay some of these updates because Microsoft has been screwing them up royally recently, and it's just not worth the pain.
Well, yes, I mean. I I'm not that familiar with the computers, but like I said, I was all of a sudden, I basically had to just turn the thing off, manually in order to get the thing working. And as soon as it came on, I switched over to, the Firefox.
Yeah.
And, but the thing of it is that now every time and you know, it says set as your default browser. I click yes, but every time I turn it off and turn it back on again for something, it automatically goes back to that again instead of you know, it coming on and having that as my browser automatically.
Well, yeah, you could tell it to stop asking. You may not be clicking that option when it comes up. If you read further on that warning, it'll say, hey, you want to set this as your, do you want to change your default browser or unclick or check to stop
asking? Don't ask me again.
Yeah, don't ask me again. You can go ahead and click that, and it'll stop asking you. But Microsoft's goal is to get you to use their browser, right? They want to know where you're going.
Well, I tell you, I've listened to you guys over the years, and there's a couple of things that come out, and I'm like, oh, wow, it made it so much easier for me.
Oh, good.
And so, yeah, like I said, this is a chance to call you, and I said, you know what, you see what they have to say about it. As soon as I get home today, I'll look at your website, and you know, I'll get that, click on that site about not loading up the next update.
Sounds good, Paul.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, honey, if you're listening, we do help people. All right, let's go on to Dave in Southington. What's going on, Dave?
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Say, based on you guys' advice, I installed the Malwarebytes Premium on our three machines.
Wow.
And I've had some crazy things where people have been trying to change my password on PayPal. Somebody bought a new phone on our AT&T account.
Man.
And I was thinking of signing up for LifeLock. And LifeLock, you know, it'll look at purchases and credit stuff and that sort of thing. But it comes with Norton. And my question is there going to be a problem installing that on our machines with Malwarebytes? Is there going to be in conflict at all?
Yeah, you don't need both. You don't want both. So you don't need the Norton antivirus if you've already gotten Malwarebytes antivirus.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I'm not sure if LifeLock automatically gives you Norton or if you can opt out.
Yeah, and you don't have to load
Norton's
anything.
A program that, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you can always uninstall it.
They're just bundling it together, and they're getting some fee for doing it. They also offer Norton VPN, I think, too. And there's other free VPN services out there. I run Proton VPN very successfully.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I would not recommend running multiple antivirus programs, but only one.
No.
So no, pick one. If you want to go with Norton, that's fine. You would just stop paying Malwarebytes. That works, too.
Well, I already paid it for a year, so.
Okay. Then
I think I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah.
I'll stick with Malwarebytes for a year.
All right.
And okay.
All right. And good luck. Hopefully nobody opens any more stuff on your behalf.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Dave.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, some of these things are getting ridiculous as far as what's going on out there for people opening up accounts and what have you. A lot of the credit card companies offer free information about whether or not someone's tried. I know my Discover card will tell me if anything's going on there with my Social Security number. Hey, nobody's, you know, every month, nobody's opened up a new account in your Social Security. Yeah, that's great. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open for you. Everything we talked about was posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. If you go to Facebook and you're a Facebook fan and like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, we will get into your news feed if Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy. And, of course, if you follow us on Twitter over at Tab Computer Sys, it'll get to your Twitter feed. And this is another real quick article before we go to the bottom of the hour here. Snapchat employees spied on users with internal tools, report says. So multiple employees at Snapchat have been abusing privileged access to user data. They have a tool that they would use to allow law enforcement. It's called Snap Lion, as in Leo, the lion, law enforcement officer, L-E-O. That's why they called it Snap Lion. It would help comply with law enforcement requests for information of people doing, you know, whatever they do on Snapchat that's illegal. I couldn't even give you an idea. But law enforcement would reach out to Snapchat and say, hey, can you give me the information on this guy or gal, whatever they're doing? Well, it turns out they are, of course, working at Snapchat and abusing that information and looking at all sorts of people's information. So understand, when you're on these cloud services for free, beyond being the commodity itself, the people working there might find information about you that's kind of interesting. If you guys watched the Farrah Fawcett story that was on ABC recently, you'll remember she talked about the fact that people working in hospitals were literally rifling through her medical files and then letting the paparazzi know when she'd show up. And that was back in the early 90s. They started talking about HIPAA laws, medical laws, because these people were literally, you know, selling her data so that the paparazzi could show up and keep an eye on her. Same thing's happening here at Snapchat. So understand, you're the commodity. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to stick around. Then Dr. Alessi will come in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. Real quick, I want to give you another piece of news here before I get to your calls. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. The Department of Homeland Security is reportedly warning folks about Chinese-made drones stealing data. This is a U.S. Department of Homeland Security warning saying that if you're using drones like DJI's drones out there, a lot of us use these drones even for personal and for commercial use. They are warning that possibly there could be, along with the software you're using to take the data off the drone, and maybe it was survey data you were doing or whatever you were doing with the drone, but they could have also been loading malware on your network. So, again, it doesn't seem too far-fetched to me that this could be happening. But we may as well put it out there. The Department of Homeland Security is saying this is something we should be concerned with about any kind of Chinese-made drones that you're using in your commercial operation. I'll put the link up here for you, and you can take a look at it yourself and agree or disagree. It's kind of in line with the same thing with Huawei and obviously Kaspersky and their antivirus, you know, Russian antivirus software. It kind of, you know, duh, right? We do the same thing to them, right? I mean, we have had plenty of stories about Cisco firewalls that were intercepted by the CIA and the NSA. So when companies were shipping these firewalls overseas, our own government was intercepting them, loading malware on the firewall so that then it could then continue on to its recipient so they could spy on the company that bought it. So, you know, maybe the Chinese learned it from watching us, but here's the information out there about our government warning us about Chinese-made drones. It doesn't seem too far-fetched to me that that would be happening. Let's go on to Bob in Hartford next. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just want to – I love your show. I listen to it while I'm in Florida.
Oh, thanks.
You put an update in on how to block the Windows 10 May 9, 2019 update.
Yes.
It has a wrong link. It's going to the facial recognition match instead.
Oh, well, Mike.
Yeah,
I'll have Mike clean that up. So he linked the wrong story?
Yeah, he linked the wrong story.
All right, I'll have him clean that up.
Other than that, everything looks great.
Hey,
I do quite a bit of work on older PCs, and I didn't want to bring up the L word unless it's okay with you.
What's the L word?
The L word, the Linux word.
Oh, that's not a fine word. It's a fine word. Linux, however you say
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. So for Windows Windows 7, if you you can get rid of one of the partitions, create a free space, and then load like Ubuntu.
Ubuntu, yep.
And it runs about six times faster than the Windows 7 does.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have an old Pentium machine, it's not a bad option.
we did have a caller that had one, as you heard, probably.
Oh, I did. I was listening, and I heard him saying, oh, I don't want to spend $200 on an upgrade and stuff like that. And I was thinking, oh, the option is. But, you know, I'm not sure it's within his technical skill level.
That's the problem, Bob. Yeah, these systems are, yeah. I mean, even as it is, I mean, they're too complex. I mean, people have a hard enough time getting their smart TV to use wireless internet to stream their Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them to load Linux on their Windows 7 Pentium machine. Good luck.
I know. I do it down in Florida for people because they have old PCs and they can't afford to upgrade. And, you know, I just charge a minimal fee. But, you know, it's a great option because you can use a Pentium machine and it runs about six times faster than it it does with Windows, which is amazing. And the people say, I can't believe this is the same computer.
I know.
And all they want to do is they want to surf the internet, they want to do email, and they want to do Facebook, and it all works.
And you've got a little business going.
I got a little business going.
I like it.
Yeah, don't bring that up with my wife. It's a bone of contention.
Trust me, I can relate. She wants you home, huh?
Honey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she wants you home, doesn't she, Bob?
So, okay.
All right, Bob.
Great show. I love listening to you guys. I listen to you all the time, and you do a great job.
Where are you at in Florida?
Bob wants to know where you are.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about that too much, but I go down for a little while. So
all right, it's okay. We won't let you know.
Central.
Yeah.
North.
East Central.
East Central. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. So all right, guys.
Thanks,
good
Bob.
Job.
Yep, you got it. Bye bye. I agree with him. I mean, if you can get Ubuntu running on an older machine, it's a great solution. He's got a little business going there. This is the thing, right? So Microsoft. Right now, they still run on about 90% of the PCs out there, but Android is really coming along. Linux, of course, has been out there too. Microsoft's going to have their day, and they need to stop breaking our systems with these Windows 10 upgrades. It's maddening. It's crazy.
Well, the problem to me is that they're not doing the beta testing on them that they used to.
Right. So. Clearly. So, now, Bob's right there. Let's go to MJ in New Haven next. Hey, MJ, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question about OpenDNS.
Yes, sir.
I'm not using it. I'm thinking about using it.
You should.
But on a earlier broadcast with you folks, I recall there was some part of the process of putting in OpenDNS where you had to make a change or open up a port or something like that on your router.
So if you want your entire home network to be protected, and anybody who walks into that home network to be protected, you'd want to edit your DHCP server, which is within your router.
Okay, here's the crux of my question. I have bundled cable, internet, and television from one of the very well-known providers.
Okay. Yep.
And when they installed that, they gave me a router that services both the voice and the internet.
They gave it to you, huh?
Well, okay. No, they didn't give it to me, but it's what I use.
Yeah.
My concern is if I remote into that router and I make a change or open up a port or whatever needs to happen, could I possibly unintentionally affect the voice part of what that router is doing?
Yeah.
And maybe disable it? Obviously not trying to do that.
Right.
Is that possible?
It is. So you actually have a home line still?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Now, that's because my wife, God bless her, she's a technophobe.
Yep.
And I'm a lifelong IT guy, so I'm quite on the other end of the spectrum.
Hey, you got to start arm wrestling with her. I had to fight with my wife about it for, forever.
Plus, she's a Yankee fan, and I'm a Red Sox fan. So.
Wow. How do you make that work? What's that like?
It's 40 plus years.
Good for you. That's awesome. So the answer to your question is yes. Anything you change on the company device can easily be just cleared out at their whim.
Yeah.
So you could put what you're going to have to do is configure it on your devices. If you're an IT guy, just go to your local devices, and instead of obtaining your DNS IP addresses, you want to put in, Bob?
208.67.222.222 for your primary, and for the secondary, it's 208.67.220.220.
So just tell your devices, don't obtain that information from the router. Use these fixed ones, and then you'll be all set as far as generally.
I'm calling you from my car parked in a parking lot right now, but this is all, I can replay all this on your website, right?
Yeah, we're podcasted. You could get the podcast. You can, we'll have links up here for how to configure OpenDNS again. We're happy to do it. It's right there. It's pretty simple. Okay.
I have one more question. It's a little off topic, but it does involve computers.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you're – how comfortable or how knowledgeable are you folks with the use of transponders with tolling gantries?
The use of them? I use one every day almost.
Here's my concern. Not if, but when our current governor decides to put in tolls.
Yeah.
And Connecticut has its version of Easy Pass.
Right.
Where the transponders talk into the gantry and they just debit your account for money.
Yeah.
But is it possible, or am I imagination running away with me, that that transponder at a future time can function almost like a GPS?
Well, I mean, yes and no. It's really not that powerful. it's only going to be picked up as you go under the 80 or a billion gantries that this guy wants to put on our roads. So it won't be a GPS per se. But yes, they're going to know, they are going to know where you are.
And then longer term, that my concern is that we go from fee-based, that's the current euphemism for tolls, fee-based billing to mileage-based billing,
right?
Because the GPS knows where you are, and you went from point A to point B, and you get billed for the use of the road.
Well, if you don't have a transponder, they're going to use your license plate
and
bill you that way.
Yeah, it costs them even more money. The other thing is, so, I mean, this whole thing about tolls is really silly. They really, we all know that we don't need that. They need to do what Chicago's proposing or Illinois's proposing. They're actually going to charge $2,000 to electric vehicle owners to register their cars because they're not paying the gas tax, right? So I can't believe our legislature, with all the folks that are so smart in it, would want to put up 80 gantries. These are ugly things sitting over our highways. I mean, clearly it takes away from the beauty of Connecticut.
Especially Route 15.
Everywhere they're going to put them, and just whack us with registration fees in the $3,000 to $4,000 range. I mean, that's what they're going to do anyways with tolls, is whack us with $1,000 to $2,000 in tolls.
Right?
Why are they being so silly about it and just billing the registration? I mean, that's what Illinois is doing to the electric car drivers.
One of the reasons the state of Connecticut has a out migration problem.
Exactly.
I was going to say, when those gantries go in, you aren't going to see me. I'm not going to be paying.
No, you're out of here.
I'm going to be out of here.
I know.
Yeah. People on Route 1 and Route 5, their lives are going to become miserable.
Oh, no kidding. The beauty of Waze is you can avoid the tolls. So those side streets are going to be jam-packed. Of course, the folks in Hartford want to lessen the amount of cars on 84. And they're going to get their wish, and I just hope it's in their own neighborhood.
Won't be too happy either.
Say that again?
I said the Indian casinos won't be too happy either, because how many vehicles are going down I-95 to go over to Ledyard and Uncasville? You
know? Yeah, well, people have less money to give to the Indians either way.
All right, I'm all set. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. All right, yeah, this whole toll thing is a nightmare. I mean,
they don't care.
We're a fiscal dumpster fire, as Pastor Will says.
They're ruling us. They're not governing by the will of the people. They don't care.
It's a mess. We're going to step out for a quick break. We get to David and George, and two lines open for you. We're here till 11 o'clock. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. Lines are all jammed up on this Saturday morning. We're here till 11 o'clock. Thank you very much for getting online. Let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to David in Manchester first. Morning, David.
Hey, thanks for picking up.
Sure.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, what was that thing what was the name of that stuff on Windows 7 that he boosted up to Windows 10? What was the name of it?
He didn't boost it to Windows 10. He used a free Linux software called Ubuntu. Basically,
how do you spell
that?
O?
No, B-U-N-T-U.
U-N-Q?
U-B-U-N-T-U. We'll put a link up there for you, Dave.
Okay.
And you can look at it. It's basically an alternative operating system. It's not going to get you to Windows 10. It's an alternative operating system.
Okay. Here's what I got. I got a doorbell camera, right? Hooked it up and everything.
Nice.
And I can't get it. The speed is not fast enough. I have DSL. I have DSL from
Frontier.
Frontier. And the problem is they want to charge me an arm and a leg. They want to rip me off to get higher speed, and I refuse to pay it.
I hear you.
So it's not worth it. But I'm screwed because this doorbell camera won't work with a higher speed. So is there anything out there that I could use to boost up?
No. You can't get faster internet.
I have to ask a stupid question. Because
no, it's okay.
I thought there was something that would be able to boost the signal.
No, what you could try, though, is lowering the resolution on your camera. If you lower the resolution on the doorbell cam, and I'm not saying this will work, but it might work in that the camera might say, oh, okay, you want, instead of 1080p, you want, what is it, 4 or something?
7.
Well, 7, you could do the 720, but even lower resolution might allow for the transmission.
What do you call it?
I want to say 4 or something, 430p. Just lower. You want to lower the res. If they have an opportunity to do that, that might allow you to do it. You could also have a problem with your doorbell camera speaking to your network internally, your wireless network. You may not have good connection to your wireless network from your camera.
Good question. How would I, is it, that could be beyond the speed. It could be something else, right?
Right. Your internal network could be at fault.
So if I have, explain to me that, sir. If I have
Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi network. If your camera is connecting over Wi-Fi and it's not connecting well, right, or it's too far away from your central wireless, it's maybe part of your problem.
You mean the central wireless is on my laptop, which is across the other end of the house. I could move that laptop closer because that's the only device I know, because the other one is a desktop. That doesn't do anything. That's obsolete. But
your laptop's receiving wireless, David. It's not broadcasting. So wherever is broadcasting the wireless signal.
Where is that coming from?
From your modem in your home. Wherever.
Yeah. Well, what's the best modem? I could get a better modem.
You can get a better router, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it the same thing, modem and router?
No. They can be combined, but they're not the same thing.
Right. Because I'm getting the modem from
Frontier.
Yeah. But now if I go ahead and buy a really good modem.
Well, is your doorbell mounted on your wall already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I could take it back down. It's not a big deal. I just bought it.
Yeah, move it closer. Just take it and you got to give it power.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't move the doorbell.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
Were you thinking moving it closer? I'm thinking,
test.
Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking moving it closer to test for you, to give you enough internal broadband versus external broadband.
Move it closer to where? I didn't hear you.
To the modem router. But you can't do it.
The modem closer to the doorbell.
That would be a thing. Yeah, you could try that.
Okay, and then could I leave that modem there and just buy another modem and bring it to where the desktop and the... You can't have two?
No, you only have one.
Okay, the other option would be if I go buy a high-speed, top-of-the-line router modem combination, that might boost it and help it.
That would do internally, yes, but if your problem is external with whatever you're paying for DSL, then that won't solve your problem either.
But there was things that the guys were using on a commercial site that were boosting the signal.
Nope.
I forget what he called it. You know, when there's no internet and you could put that up and you could
for cellular. Maybe for your cellular services you can buy boosters, but not for what you're paying for DSL. There is no way to boost the bandwidth you're paying for. You're probably getting 6 whole megabits from Frontier if you're lucky.
It's not even did a speed test. I'm not even getting that. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
And you need higher. Now, the other thing, too, is if I do get wireless, if I do get a cell, would it work on if you get a top-of-the-line cell service?
Could, but that'll be more expensive than going out and buying cable internet.
Yeah.
I gotta let you go. Get more bandwidth. Yeah. You have to get more bandwidth to make it work, David.
Okay, what would you recommend for the top-of-the-line modem, top-of-the-line router combination? Might as well get a combination modem-router, right?
You'd have to look at Frontier as far as what they support. So you have to go to Frontier's page and see what they have for supportable devices like that, modem and router. But again, you're not paying for enough bandwidth, so I don't think it's going to improve anything for you. If you're paying, if you're getting less than 6 megabits, you're in the 3 to 2 range, I can't help you. I can't make it better for you.
Right.
Unfortunately. Okay. Even if you lower the resolution.
Well, you tell me why Frontier is ripping everybody off. Because if you've been a customer for Frontier for 20 years or 10 years, and all of a sudden they bought out another company, why are they charging people 30, 40, 50 bucks more to get the higher speeds?
Because
it was never that way.
There's no competition. And they've got a carved out monopoly. Go ahead and go on to a website called GoNetSpeed. And tell them you want internet in Manchester, and then you'll have another competitor in there if 10% of your neighbors do the same thing.
A couple of months ago.
Hey, David, I got to go. I got to go. We're running out of time.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wish I could go further, but now we're all out of time. I want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Everything we've talked about has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. I want to thank Matt for producing. Stick around. Dr. Alessi's up next. And please take a moment on Monday. Just take a moment on Monday to remember why we have the day off for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. Thank you.
See you next week.